100.1 True North FM. Devin with you. And if you've ever been outside and may have taken a tumble, you may have done that a few times here in the territory, and you got a little bit of pain that's kind of sticking and lingering around, you might have to get things checked out. And sometimes your doctor will refer you to a chiropractor. Well, I have one on the air with me right now. I have Dr. Rebecca joining me today. And Dr. Rebecca, thank you for taking the time to join me. So I guess the big question we'll start it off is when people think of, oh, I got to go to the chiropractor, people usually think, oh, they got, you know, back pain or something in their lower back, which is really bothering them. But what is something that the chiropractors actually do? Like, what are some of the other jobs that chiropractors can work on other than just back pain?
Chiropractors are muscle, nerve, and joint experts. And so we are capable of assessing and treating any sort of muscle, nerve, or joint pain. So although I love seeing low back pain in my practice, I also treat a variety of other conditions like knee pain, ankle pain, shoulder pain, elbow, wrist, headaches, neck, mid-back, hip pain, basically any muscle, nerve, or joint in the body. If it's giving you grief, it's something a chiropractor can take a look at.
Now, with this, chiropractors also use exercise to help rehabilitate some of these muscle pains and back pains. Tell me a little bit about exercise rehabilitation.
Yeah, good question. So when you look at the research for the recommended management of different MSK or muscle, nerve, and joint pains, exercise rehabilitation is one of the frontline most recommended approaches to care. And so whenever I'm working with someone, I always tell them that whatever I do with them in the clinic, it's meant to decrease their pain experience so that the exercises and stretches I give them can be done more comfortably, because that's the piece that keeps people feeling best long-term and not having to constantly be coming into the clinic for care. Although we love seeing our patients, we also love when they're feeling better and they don't have to be coming in as often.
Of course. And with that as well, you actually not only are a chiropractor, but you have the study of acupuncture as well. Does that kind of help when it comes to the rehabilitation process, or is acupuncture used differently with chiropractic practices?
Yeah, so I offer acupuncture as part of treatment plans for those who are interested. Of course, anyone who doesn't love the idea of acupuncture or needles, we don't do it with them. I obtained my contemporary medical acupuncture certification from McMaster University in Ontario. And again, that's a tool in my toolbox that I use along with soft tissue therapy, mobilizations, manipulations to once again help decrease someone's pain experience so that they can do their exercise rehab more comfortably and get back to this doing the things that they either have to do or love to do without having their pain dictate their lives.
And with that, I think that kind of does really well going hand in hand with chiropractic work, because you just kind of need that little bit of relief as well. Because if your back hurts, it's not just your spine you're thinking of, it's your back muscles, it's everything. And sometimes it can tense up, and acupuncture has been well known to relieve tension in muscles as well.
Totally. And when you're looking at something like low back pain, again, when you look at the research that's out there, it's very multifactorial. And so other aspects of someone's life, such as stress or sleep quality or physical activity level, those all play a role into the individualized pain experience of that person. And so when someone comes to see me again, we do a very thorough history and physical exam so we can get an overall picture of their health and well-being and not just address the back pain in terms of manual treatment in clinic, which has its place and is definitely something I offer. But again, if we're looking for those longer-term results, we want to address the other areas of their health that could be impacting and playing a role in their low back pain as well.
Now, Dr. Rebecca, you actually run two practices, one in Calgary and one here in Yellowknife. Does that kind of keep you on the go a lot? Because, I mean, that's a lot of miles you're going to have to put in just to go to each clinic.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so right now I practice every other week. So I do 1 week in Yellowknife, 1 week in Calgary, 1 week in Yellowknife, 1 week in Calgary. And honestly, I kind of love it. I feel like I am helping lots of people and providing really good quality health care to those who need it. And because a big aspect of my treatment plans is teaching people and educating them about their pain and how they can self-manage their pain on their own, I feel very confident that I leave them in a really good position to be able to help manage their pain flare-ups. Because, again, even if I were in one location full-time, people travel, they go on vacation, I might take some vacation time here and there. And so I don't want anyone to feel like they are left in a pinch if they aren't able to get in to see me for whatever life reason. I want them to feel confident that they have tools and resources they can lean on to manage their pain until they are able to get an appointment.
And Dr. Rebecca, I understand as well, being a chiropractor, it's all about helping fix your posture as well. I know for me, I'm terrible at it. If you saw my back, you'd probably say that that curve is unfixable. But I know posture is a really important part of how a person can be healthy as well.
Yeah, and actually, so when you look at the newer research again that's coming out on posture, what they're saying is your best posture is your next posture. And what they mean by that is we often are doing the same repetitive tasks over and over again, right? So I'll see people in clinic who are office workers and sit at a desk and are on a computer all day and they have pain. But then I also see firefighters, paramedics, police officers who arguably have a more physically demanding job, but they also have pain. And I think the reason for that is they're doing the same repetitive tasks in their job duties, whether they're the desk worker or they're the police officer, for, you know, eight-ish hours a day. And they're not getting that variety of movement into their day to break up some of those patterns. And that over time can lead to some pain or discomfort. And so, again, I'm really a big advocate on, okay, how can we find little ways to break up those patterns throughout the day so that we can disrupt that cycle of repetitiveness and find ways to incorporate more variety of movement into your day. And I think sometimes that can come across as very daunting or overwhelming, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to find an hour in my day to go to the gym, and I don't know when I'm going to find that hour because I'm already so busy. And it doesn't have to be like that. I like to give very like low-tech exercises that are very targeted and can be done at the desk or can be done while you're grabbing a coffee. And so you can find those little microwaves to break up those repetitive patterns in your day so that you're getting, again, that bigger picture of finding ways to manage your pain without having to totally overhaul your lifestyle and your schedule.
Dr. Rebecca is my guest today, and thank you again for coming to, well, joining me on the phone today. I was going to say coming in. I know you're in between Calgary and Yellowknife. If people are looking to maybe book an appointment or get information about you and your practice, where can people find that information?
Yeah, so right now I practice at Yellowknife Physiotherapy Sport and Rehab Clinic in Yellowknife, and their phone number is 867-920-4920. And you can either check out their website or give them a call if you're interested in booking an appointment in Yellowknife.
Dr. Rebecca, thank you again for taking the time to chat with me, and stop into the studio if you're ever up here. And yeah, you'll definitely see that I might need a consultation at that point for sure.
Oh, well, I'd be happy to. No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day.